This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, absentee voting is already underway for next Tuesday's primaries. But after a state Supreme Court ruling last month, there's some confusion over voting rules that impact voters with disabilities. Last month, the state Supreme Court ruled that ballots being dropped off to a clerk's office in person have to be delivered by the voter. But the court declined to say whether someone else could place an absentee ballot in the mail on a voter's behalf. After the ruling, Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf went further, saying, at least according to state law, even mail-in ballots should be mailed by voters themselves. Disability Rights Wisconsin says federal law protects disabled voters' rights to get help mailing in their ballot, and those laws remain unchanged. Barbara Beckert is Director of External Advocacy at Disability Rights Wisconsin. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rob. Great to be here with you today.
After that state Supreme Court ruling last month, I understand your group got a lot of questions from voters with disabilities. Is there some confusion out there right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is quite a bit of confusion, and we appreciate having the opportunity to talk with you today to try and clarify some of those questions.
Let's break it down one kind of voting at a time. First, mailing in absentee ballots. What do voters with disabilities need to know about the law?
Well, I think the first statement I'd like to make is that the recent ruling by our state Supreme Court did not limit or alter federal laws that protect the rights of voters with disabilities. Those rights are protected by Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act, as well as by Section 208 of the Voting Rights Act. So practically speaking, what does that mean to a voter with a disability? First of all, if you need assistance placing your ballot in the mailbox because of disability, you should feel comfortable getting assistance from a person of your choice. So that's pretty clear and straightforward. However, it gets a little bit more complicated if you're a voter with a disability who needs assistance mailing their ballot. So first and foremost, we would encourage people, if you're voting absentee, we hope you've already mailed your ballot by now. If you haven't, right now it's just a little bit over a week out from the election. Postal service can be unreliable. They tell you allow at least a week for returning your ballot. So if you haven't mailed it at this point, you may be taking a chance if you place it in the mailbox. If you are able to return your ballot yourself in person to your clerk or your polling place, we would encourage you to consider doing so. But we hear from voters who have a disability that makes it difficult or impossible for them to personally return that ballot. So we do have some detailed directions that I can share with you as to how they can request a disability related accommodation from their clerk.
Yeah, how would someone do that in that situation?
Yeah, I'll just run through that with you. And I think that you also have provided the link to our website where we have a little more of the detail. And I'm sorry to say that, you know, it is a little bit of a process. So it's so helpful to have that link for people to check. So first, we're suggesting to the voter that they do contact their clerk and request that disability-related accommodation. Let them know because of disability, they need someone else to deliver their ballot. And we've printed a sample accommodation request that's available on our website. So you can just read that to your clerk. You know, that gives you the confidence. So you know you're asking for the right thing. Then what we would encourage people to do is to, if you have a printer, print out that request. If you don't, write it out by hand to make that request in writing and make sure it includes your name and the name of the person who you've asked to deliver your ballot. And that person can be an individual of your choice. However, it should not be your employer, your labor union representative, or a candidate who's on the ballot. And then you should give that along with your completed sealed ballot to the person who's going to deliver that ballot for you. And we strongly recommend that you keep a copy of your accommodation request, keep good records. So if you have a smartphone or you know someone who does, just take a picture of that. And then you have that for future reference. And then the person of your choice would then return the ballot along with the accommodation request to your clerk.
We do have a link at WPR.org/Central Time to that information. Talking to Barbara Beckert, Director of External Advocacy at Disability Rights Wisconsin, looking at voters with disabilities in the state and what they need to know leading up to next week's election, a midterm primary election, and the election in November. Now, Barbara, that procedure you just gave, people who are following the news in this situation might say, well, wait a minute, the state Supreme Court says voters have to bring their own ballots for in-person and might worry, am I really legally allowed to have that accommodation made? What would you say to them?
That's a good question. Again, our response at Disability Rights Wisconsin would be that that ruling from our state Supreme Court did not in any way limit or alter the federal laws that protect the rights of voters with disabilities. So it's important for people to go through the proper process to request an accommodation. If you need assistance, give us a call at our voter hotline. We're available every day and happy to assist. And if you are denied an accommodation, it's possible that could happen. We would like to know about that, and we can assist you then in filing a formal complaint, because it's important that people know their rights and assert their rights. And we're here to help support them in that process.
Now, a group of Wisconsin voters with disabilities recently filed a lawsuit over some of these issues. Now, Disability Rights Wisconsin is not involved in this lawsuit, but what is your understanding of this suit and what it could mean?
Yeah, this is a suit that includes four voters with disabilities as parties. And these are voters who, because of their disability, are not able to either place their ballot in the mailbox or potentially to return it to their clerk in another way. We think this is a really important suit because voters with disabilities deserve clarification. At DRW, we are confident that those voters have bedrock protections, civil right protections for their right to vote in federal law. And that includes reasonable accommodations at their polling place and assistance from a third party. But it's been thrown into question both by the state Supreme Court and also from some comments from our state elections commission. And that has caused confusion and uncertainty. So that's why this suit is important, to resolve that uncertainty so that voters with disabilities are confident in their right to ask for and receive an accommodation.
Do you think we need changes in the state, whether it comes from the Elections Commission or the legislature or the courts, to make sure that procedures for voters with disabilities line up with their federal rights?
Yes, I certainly think that there are some opportunities for improvement there. And at Disability Rights Wisconsin, as well as the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition, which we help to coordinate, we do have a number of recommendations for policymakers that we believe would help to clarify and better align our state policies with federal law, and also make some additional enhancements to ensure that our elections are accessible and inclusive of all voters with disabilities.
In our last less than a minute now, Barbara, can you leave us with some a message maybe for voters with disabilities on making sure that they can vote if they want to next week and beyond?
Yeah, we would encourage all voters with disabilities. You have an important perspective. You should make your voice heard and participate in the August and November elections. And honestly, for most voters, if you vote in person, if you vote absentee and are able to mail your own ballot, nothing has changed. It's a smaller number of voters who need to be concerned about these accommodations. But for all voters with disabilities, we encourage, know your rights, know the accommodations that you are legally entitled to. And please give us a call at DRW if you have any questions.
Barbara, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Barbara Beckert, Director of External Advocacy at Disability Rights Wisconsin, with us today to talk about what voters with disabilities need to know for voting in this year's midterm elections. Absentee voting is underway in the primaries. In-person voting ends on Tuesday, August 9th. You can find more information at disabilityvote.org. We also have that linked at wpr.org/centraltime.